Illinois State Representative John Bradley is joining me in the studio at 8:25. First off, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, Tom. Good morning.
Of course, then again, I see you every time I open the mailbox.
I can't. Yeah. Everybody's ready for that to be over. I always.
So there's John.
Sorry, I was running
late. Wow, John, you're apparently a very bad person.
Sorry, I was running late. I keep forgetting that you're like blocked out of here, and I dropped Jackson off for school today, and then I always have to go all the way down and come back.
All right,
out here.
It's a road construction. I know the state representative is responsible if you want to give him a call.
Yeah, that's my own fault.
How do you do it? With see, people, this is the nastiest ever. It's probably not. Because, yeah, I mean, you look historically, I mean, I can literally go back to a biography of John A. Logan College where a man, John A. Logan College, of General John A. Logan, getting on some person getting on a horse and riding to Golconda to kill somebody because of a political sign. This is not new, but the prevalence, social media, mail, television, radio, TV, there's a lot of pressure there, John.
This is new for me. I mean, I've never been in a campaign like this. I've never had this kind of money spent against me. I think the most that's ever been spent against me is, under $20,000 up to this point. And I think this year they're going to be close to $3 million. And it's all coming from one source. I mean, 97% of all this is coming from one person. And
but
that person has put $46 million into the election.
Money allows for a certain level of pressure, but money aside, wouldn't this still be a crucial election with the state of Illinois?
I mean, a
lot of people voted for Governor Rauner because they wanted change. They wanted to see us get back on the financial track. They wanted to not be talking about $100+ billion of that group last week that says proper accounting practices, $300+ billion in pension payments. People wanted a change, John. They still do.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, because of the war that's been going on, things are worse now than they were 2 years ago. And so there's much to do. And I try not to get distracted by all of this side stuff and all this stuff going on, and I just keep focusing on helping people, and I keep focusing on doing my job, being educated in the issues. I keep focusing on bringing projects to our area, like the road construction, like the school construction, like the recreation facilities, continuing to support SIU, John A. Logan, the Women's Center, making sure that women have proper healthcare screenings, making sure that those types of resources and programs are sufficiently sustained, keeping our coal mines open. You know, when I took office, there was not a coal mine open in my district. Can you believe that? I represent Franklin, Williamson County. There was not a coal mine open in my district. And we have worked hard to get those mines open. And we work hard every day. I was just out at the mine a week ago. And I appreciate all the kind remarks that were out there. But we just work every day to keep those mines open, keep our farmers strong. And so we have significant issues here in Southern Illinois. And we expect representation like Kenny Gray, like Clyde Schoedt, people that are in the arena, like Teddy Roosevelt said, the man in the arena, Tom, the man whose face is bloody, who's got dirt on him, who's fighting it out. We don't want somebody up in the stands. We want somebody down as a gladiator, slugging it out for our area. And that's what I've tried to do, and that's what I will continue to try to do, and they can spend all the money in the world trying to say whatever they want to say, but I'm going to be in the arena as a gladiator for our area, slugging it out every day, trying to help people, trying to help the things we care about.
Was this lack of a budget, was the chaos that we've seen over the last two years, wasn't it ultimately inevitable if we didn't generate more revenue, if we didn't cut our budget, if we didn't become more mindful of our money? Wasn't something or something like it inevitable the way with Illinois was going?
Not like this. There's opportunities for cooperation and working together. There are opportunities to deal with this issue in a collective and collaborative measure. There are opportunities to balance the budget, not on the backs of working men and women, not on the backs of the Women's Center, not on the backs of health services and screenings for women, not on the backs of the Franklin County Mess Center, not on the backs of organized labor, not on the backs of John A. Logan College, not on the backs of SIU, not on the backs of the people of Southern Illinois, not on the backs of the Hardin County Work Camp. There were opportunities to do that. There were opportunities to do that. And forces not from here chose otherwise. So those of us that are from here and those of us that are in the trenches fighting, we're fighting for things that really matter. We're fighting for things to keep facilities going down here. Now, everybody that I represent knows that we have to do things, and everybody understands that. But, you know, the 2015 budget was supposed to be a more broad-based opportunity to create some broad-based, across-the-board, shared reductions. Spare education, K through 12, but, you know, spread it across the board as much as possible. And that's not what happened. I supported the governor's initiative in 2015 to do that. Across-the-board reductions with some exceptions. But across-the-board reductions with some exceptions, that's not what happened. They picked winners and losers. The Good Friday cuts that took place, unnecessary. The elimination of the Franklin County Mess Center, unnecessary. The elimination of the Hardin County Work Camp, unnecessary. Reduce does not mean eliminate.
Is a tax increase inevitable in Illinois' future after the November elections? Is that what we're voting or not voting for?
Absolutely not. The first thing that has to happen, and I've been very consistent in this throughout my tenure in office and throughout my career, as a businessman, which I currently still am, and also as a legislator, is that you have to get your spending and you have to get your budget under control before you talk about increasing your prices and before you talk about any kind of increased revenue. And Tom, if you don't do the first thing,
control your spending.
If you don't do that, that doesn't happen if you go straight to step two, if there even is a step two. But you've got to get to that bottom line. What is the bottom line of what is sustainable, what we have to pay the pensions, to make sure that our services, essential services, which I consider SIU and John A. Logan to be on that list. I'm not sure that the folks that are after me think that, but I consider that to be K through 12 veterans, women's health issues, etc. I think that you have got to get those to a level of sustainability and figure out where you go from there.
Slash and burn political messaging that is going on now, if you were to pick one or more items that you take personal affront to and would want to address in a public arena without giving it more credibility at the same time, which one would it be, John?
All of the above.
All of them, really?
Yeah, it's just silly. And so when I have to tell...
But the proxy battle issue where you're saying, look, here's a video, that has been one of the... I think that's going to, especially downstate, is going to be one of the tougher issues. It's not really so much about doing or not doing something as it is. Madigan lap dog was a term I heard.
Good grief. I practiced law with the Mitchells. Anybody that knows me and knows how I grew up in Harrisburg and Illinois knows I'm not a lap dog. I work with people and not for people. I work for the people of Southern Illinois. The people of Southern Illinois are who I represent. I've got 3-time endorsement of the NRA in the last 3 times, and I've had in my whole career A+ endorsement. I've got the endorsement of the farmers and the Illinois Farm Bureau. I've got the endorsement of Mayor Bob Butler and most of the mayors and most of the elected officials in Southern Illinois. I've got the endorsement of Right to Life. You don't get those endorsements unless you're representing the people of Southern Illinois.
The future. I've been talking a lot about this on the air, and I was reading this author in particular, and the way he wrote about it was so moving. But basically, the summation of his argument was that nobody is happy in right now without some expectation of happiness in the future. You cannot be happy now if you do not see a light at the end of the tunnel. You don't see things improving. How are things going to and when are things going to improve for the Illinois taxpayer, voter, and resident?
Going to improve in 2 weeks when this crazy election is over with and we can get back to the, which I would prefer we were doing now, but get back to the issues at hand and the crisis at hand. We can get back to a discussion of how we're going to keep the coal mines open, which is ongoing. We can get and continue the discussions of how do we continue to grow ISIN. The state helped, got involved and with ISIN and worked with local officials. I'm told there's 2,500 people working out there now.
Trying to hire more from what I
Continental Tire was going to leave the state of Illinois. And Gary Forby and I sponsored a special edge credit for them. And they're here. Somebody told me the other day there were 3,300 jobs at Continental Tire.
You know what that Continental Tire thing? You know what's interesting? What I heard, Well, that's what they're doing for Continental Tire. What are they doing for every other small business in the state? Well, I suffer from the same problems. I just suffer on a smaller scale. What can be done for those people, John?
Well, I tell you what happened with regards to that. When we did these other things, John Bradley in the arena is mindful of that. So when we've done tax deals, we've tried to do specific things to help the middle class, to help farmers, to provide provisions. That's why I sponsored a piece of workers' comp legislation in 2011. Very controversial, Tom, but the result of that has been to reduce the cost of the system by over 20%. Now, whether or not that's being passed on to local businesses by the insurance companies, that's the next step. But the NCCI, which is the rating agency that actually sets the rates for comp, has reduced those by, that says the cost of the system are down over 20%. So we've tried to provide help for local businesses, for small businesses, and we've tried to provide help for as many businesses as possible. I'll give you a great example. I have stopped over 700 tax and fee increases in the Revenue Committee.
People don't hear about that, John.
Well,
And quite frankly, when you told me that, I don't think that's anything that you and I have talked about.
You want to talk about helping? I went through and looked, and I have stopped over 700 tax and fees in the Revenue Committee.
Doesn't it bother you that we have to
700
that we have to go now and think about government is not what we do; it's what we stop from doing.
Well, that's what Everett Dirksen said years ago. He said, I'm more proud of all the things that I killed. But I think what I'm proud of is how we in Southern Illinois have worked together. And not only have we been able to stop bad things, like 700 tax and fee increases, that's not being up in the stands, Tom. That's being in the arena. That's having blood on your face. That's having dirt on your face. That's being bare-knuckled fighting to try to get stuff done. But at the same time, we've been able to pass concealed carry.
All right, but
at the same time, we've been able to get the largest road construction projects in the state, the largest school construction projects in the state. So I think that's a nice balance.
Is the really the problem in the state of Illinois, because you used the metaphor of blood on your hands, battling, but ultimately isn't the problem in the state of Illinois that nobody wants the blood on their hands from cutting?
I don't know that I said that, but anyway.
Well, a metaphor when you were talking about battling down in the gladiator,
fighting.
In the gladiator metaphor.
Bare knuckle fighting.
But in the slashing or cutting that needs to be done in the state of Illinois, is everybody slowly, like that Three Stooges, backing away, so real slowly going, I do not want to be the one that cuts?
No, because you're talking to a guy that's done that. You're talking to a guy that's gone through and made cuts. You're talking to a guy that's made difficult decisions. You're talking to a guy that's taken unpopular positions. You're talking to a guy that's been in there, slugging it out, trying to do the right thing, and is still here, and is still doing his best to represent the people of Southern Illinois. So I'm not scared of that, and I don't think other people should be scared of that. You do the right thing, it works out.
I think other people in Springfield are.
I do. I agree with that. I think other people around here are. But you do the right thing, it works out. And I'm going to continue to try to do the right thing. I have an opportunity to help somebody each and every day of my representation. I'm out every day talking to people. I'm out every day, more importantly, listening to people. And I have an opportunity to help somebody each and every day.
Illinois State Representative John Bradley. John, before you go, the biggest difference between you and your opponent after November, the way you see it?
Well, I think, number one, it gets back to what I've been saying. Do you want somebody with a knowledge of the issues that's working hard, that is in the fight, that is in the arena, or do you want somebody that's going to be sitting up in the stands?